The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First, it's back to the fuel prices, which are rising, as you will no doubt have seen. For the first time since 2002, crude oil is over $100 a barrel and it's hitting the consumer. Economist Alan Ahern suggested on this show earlier that there should or could be a cut to excise.
Excise, for example, and I don't know whether this would be the right or wrong thing to do, but the last time there was a quick move on excise on petrol and diesel. And that gradually over time, the rate of excise on petrol and diesel was restored to where it was pre-2022.
That's Alan Ahern speaking a little bit earlier. I'm joined now by the CEO of Fuels for Ireland, Kevin McPartland, and Gary Marshall, who's Public Relations Officer with the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Thank you both for being with us. So, Kevin, you heard what Alan Ahern suggested there, that in the short term, at least, there could be a government decision to cut excise. That's something I assume you would welcome.
Morning, Claire. It's a strange one because I think, we try to avoid knee-jerk reactions. And we have been saying now for quite a while to government that they really need to have a comprehensive review of the taxation and other policy impacts on fuel. Because, we think back to the last time fuel was over €2 a litre in the immediate aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine. But in the 4 years since then, the government policies, taxation and particularly renewable transport fuel policies, have actually increased the cost of fuel by 24 cents a litre in that four-year period. So rather than just have a knee-jerk every time, I really do think we need to have a strategic, comprehensive review. Mm-hmm. That said, I think that, we talk about having immediate action and considered action. I think the immediate action is government really is going to have to look at how they can maintain the affordability of the fuel on which we all depend. This fuel isn't a discretionary spend. It doesn't follow the normal rules of price elasticity. If you put the price up, people still need to get their kids to school. They still need to go to work. Businesses need to deliver their product. So we have to be sensible about this. And I think government is increasingly likely that they'll have to take some immediate action.
Listen, last week you were in the eye of the storm and there were accusations flying about price gouging when it was felt that there had been no impact for the people who put this home heating oil, for example, into your tank. And yet prices were going up by tens of percentage points over the course of last week. And you were defending the suppliers last week. Where are we this morning? What's different about today?
Well, it's the continuation of the trend. So it's not necessarily that things are different. It's just it's continuing and the trend is continuing.
Except the prices are actually going up now. Whereas last week we weren't really seeing the impact and the prices were going up for the consumer. Now things are changing on the supply side.
No, not Claire. That's a misunderstanding of the reality of the situation. Crude prices weren't going up as dramatically, but the lag between crude and refined products has always been misunderstood by the media. And I even heard politicians talk about it this morning, saying, what crude prices mean. We have to understand what's actually going on here. The commodity prices, the wholesale prices that Fuels for Ireland members pay to import kerosene, petrol and diesel began increasing in price before last Saturday, but particularly when the attack commenced in Iran on Saturday morning.
I know, but listen, the argument still stands. If you're supplying my home heating oil and you've already bought and paid for the oil that you're putting in my tank and you're increasing the price, that was gouging last week.
Claire, let me explain what actually happened last Saturday. So there's a bit of a perfect storm. One, it was the end of the month and home heating oil suppliers particularly tend to run their stocks down. It's a cash management thing. It's to do with when they have to pay for the stock. So they left the office on Friday evening, waiting to come in on Monday to order and refill their tanks. So they had a low level. Over the weekend, when the Iranian attacks first began, people started ordering online. So they came in on Monday morning with very little fuel in the tanks, mm-hmm. and 10 days worth of orders very, very frequently. So they were immediately replenishing those. And some of them would have had deliveries over the weekend. But as I say, most were waiting until Monday for the start of the new month.
And some of them still charged more, even though they had paid the earlier price. I mean, look, I'm not saying that everybody did it, but certainly some suppliers did that. And I think you would concede that as well, that there was some element of profiteering by some last week. But why I asked you what's different about today is we're in a very different situation because what we saw overnight hasn't happened in 30 years.
Well, what happened overnight was a change to the crude oil price, and that's going to take a wee while to wash through. But if you think about, you know, there's been talk, so the crude oil prices have increased by about 30 cents a litre, $30 a barrel over the last week or so. What that means in litre terms is it's about sort of 25 cent per litre in terms of the impact that it's going to have on the price at a fuel pump or at a home heating oil depot. The prices have already increased by more than that. So it's not just about crude. It's about the shipping. It's about the insurance. There are all these different elements that come into the price. And then we have to look at the tax, because if somebody is paying €2 for a litre of fuel today on an Irish forecourt, 120 plus of that is going straight to the government. And actually last week, the government made an extra 38 million in tax, because VAT is a percentage of the price paid, and so when prices increase, the tax take increases. So if we want to talk about who is making money at the moment, it is not oil companies. Oil companies, actually, the meeting that I attended on Friday morning with Peter Burke, the Minister for Enterprise, was told that there are companies that are actually selling at a loss last week, but the government made an extra 38 million in tax. So we need to look at where the responsibility lies and where the levers exist that can make an impact on this.
Okay. Gary, as I said, is with us as well. Gary Marshall from the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Would it make a difference to commuters if the government does decide to reduce excise duty on fuel, Gary?
Good morning, Claire. We wouldn't actually support such a move. As was just mentioned there, when prices go up on fuel, there's no option for motorists. They have to spend money on the higher price petrol and diesel. But the government does have the ability to give people an option, and that's to increase funding in public transport. So we know that the Department of Transport revealed that this year there is no additional funding for additional services. So if you're waiting on a bus stop and your bus goes by full, that's not going to get better in 2026. And if there's any funding that the government has squirreled away that they're not spending, rather than reducing excise duty, they should put it into additional bus services, DART and tram, because that would scale much better than helping motorists. And it would give them a choice. It would also benefit people then who have less congestion on the road because there's less people driving.
Okay, and I want to bring in Shay Brennan as well, Fianna Fáil TD. Shay, you've asked for a mandatory pump watch system. Why?
Morning, Claire. It's about price transparency. Already, forecourts are mandated to display their prices on those big signs you see outside the petrol stations. So I believe a simple change to that legislation would mandate them also to be contributed digitally. And that's easily done and simply done in this day and age. It would bring transparency. It would mean that the motorists could see all of the prices in their area or all of the prices on their route home, and that they could then simply select the lowest prices and thus drive competition and keep filling stations more competitive.
Well, Kevin McPartlin is still on the line from Fuels for Ireland, and he explained to us that over the last week it's the government who made the additional 38 million because of what has happened with fuel prices as a result of the Iran conflict.
Yeah, and absolutely. And look, this proposal to bring transparency to the pricing for the motorists, that's not going to affect the wholesale fuel prices. It's just going to give motorists a fighting chance through transparency and through competition. Of course, many other measures need to be taken as fuel prices rise, and obviously government will in time consider that.
Kevin, your response to that, that actually what we need here is a system to watch the price at the pump.
I'm not aware of any other sector in Ireland, in the retail sector in Ireland, where you are given the prices before you even get onto the premises. You know, if I want to buy a sliced pan this morning, I can't walk past three different supermarkets and know in advance what I'm going to be charged for it. In terms of price transparency, there is no market like the fuel market in Ireland. We are more transparent than any other. And, you know, there's an awful lot of performative gestures being talked about at the moment, and I'm with genuine respect for Deputy Brennan, I think this would be added to that list. You know, it's not going to add any transparency. The transparency already exists, and the last time that we had this sort of brouhaha around price increases was immediately after the invasion of Ukraine. The CCPC was tasked with doing an investigation. Then it gave a completely clear bill of health. It will do exactly the same this time. This is not a lack of transparency. This is not a lack of competition. The reality is people are hurt by very high fuel prices. they're angry, they're cross, and they want somebody to be cross at. The government made, in my opinion, a strategic decision last week to try and throw the sector under the bus, when in actual fact, they have the levers, they have the control, they are the only people who could actually reduce the price of fuel in Ireland.
Okay, that's
today.
A couple of interesting things there, Shay, that we need to pick up on. First of all, are you doing performative gestures this morning, and did your government colleagues throw the fuel industry under the bus last week?
Well, I'd certainly reject the notion that it's a performative gesture. This is a system that's in place in several other countries in Europe, in Australia, and actually quite recently has just been brought into the UK. And they estimate on a 55-litre tank that, you know, a 5-cent saving by shopping around in that respect and being tooled up to do that could save the motorist about 250 per month. So it's not immense. It's not a huge save or anything like that. The point is the technology is simply there to do it, and there's already legislation in place mandating display of prices on the forecourt. This would be a simple tweak to that legislation. So it's a little bit that will help a little, and it's not performative. It's just designed to be of benefit to the motorists. And any feedback I've been getting since I went public with the idea earlier in the weekend has been extremely positive.
And on this accusation that the government threw the fuel industry under the bus last week and that was a strategic move?
This all happened very quickly. Nobody was expecting this to happen last weekend. I think looking around, there was certainly shock and surprise at the speed at which prices increased at the pump and also from the home heating delivery companies. Drawing a parallel to the invasion of Ukraine, it didn't seem to happen that quickly at that time. And that's what raised suggestions of perhaps opportunistic pricing. But the reality is that does need to be investigated and will be investigated.
All right, we'll leave that there for now. But thank you all for joining me, Gary Marshall, Kevin McPartlin and Shay Brennan.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.